So we're on Lama Testament video by the sixth Lama of Judas. So the verse says, Itmar, Hivu Lifayim Sisid Ushleim. Let's say they bring in front of a person broken pieces of bread and whole pieces of bread. Amravunam, if I call up Sisid Upoteras Ashleim. And if a person wants, you can even make Hamotzi on the broken pieces and that'll pater the whole pieces. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. He says, you have to make the bracha lecharchila on the whole pieces of bread. Ava Prusa Shalchitin Shleima Shmina Seorin. Divrei Kol Mavarech Ala Prusa Shalchitin Upoteras Ashleima Shalchitin. Everybody agrees that if the broken pieces are wheat, made of wheat bread, and the whole pieces are barley bread, then everyone agrees that you make the Hamotzi on the wheat bread. Amrav Yirmiya Baraba Kitanai to the following machlokas. Tormin Batzal Katan Shalim Avalo Chatzi Batzal Gadol. So according to the Tanakhama, let's say you have a situation that you have to be Mafresh Truma. So you have two options. In other words, I want to be Mafresh Truma on my onion. So I have a small onion, but the small onion is whole. Or I have a larger onion, but it's only a half of a larger onion. So what should I do? So according to Tanakama, take the truma off from the small whole onion and not from the large half onion. If Yehuda Omer Lochi, no, it's not true. Chatzi Batzal Gadol. He says, no, take the truma off from the large half onion. So my lav b'hakamiflagin, marisav ha-chashav adif, chashav adif, marisav ha-shalim adif. So the Gemara says, Lachor, they're arguing about what's more important. Do we value what a chashivas, in other words, what you prefer more? In other words, let's say wheat or barley or the whole of the small pieces, or do we just objectively follow whatever shalim, whatever is whole? So the Gemara explains, when there's a kohen around to give the truma to directly, everybody agrees that the more chashiv thing is going to take precedence over the shalim, and therefore that's what you should give. The machlokas is, what if there's no kohen around? Whenever the kohen's around, so give him from the best quality that you have for truma. According to the Tanakhama, the kohen's not around, so you have to give your produce to a Yisrael to hold on to until he can access a kohen. So then it's ideal to give him something which is going to last, as opposed to something which is necessarily just a better quality. Rabbi Yehuda, no, in Torim Elam Enayef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you always just give from the best quality that you have for truma. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Yirei Shemayim Yotzei Deishnan Umanu Mar Berei Deravina. He says so. Yirei Shemayim, namely Mar Berei Deravina, tried to fulfill both shitas. The Mar Berei Deravina Baniach Prusa B'Soch Hashleimo Votzea. Mar Berei Deravina, he used to take the broken or the half piece of bread together with the whole piece of bread, and he would break the bread together. So the Gemara says, Tani Tana Kamei Derav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Miniach Prusa B'Soch Hashleimo Votzea Umevarech. You take the broken piece, but the whole piece, you break it together, and then you make the bracha of Hamotzi. So Amar Leimah. He says, what's your name? Amar Li Shalman. Amar Li Shalomata the Ushlima Mishna Secha Shastamta Shalom Beit HaTalmidim. He says, you brought peace amongst the Talmidim because you've resolved to follow both Shitos and to not create Machlokes. So Amar of Papa Kol Modim B'Pesach Shemaniach Prusa B'Soch Shlima Votzeh. Everybody agrees that on Pesach you got to take the broken matzah and put it together in with the whole matzahs, and then break the matzahs together. My time, lechem oni. The Gemara Pesachim points out one of the drushes on the word lechem oni is that just like a poor person typically eats broken bread, so the ideal on Pesach is to also have broken bread. Amravashi chazino leil Rav Kahana did not get tartiu batzachada. So Rav Kahana, he would hold two pieces of bread, but he would only break one of them. Rav Zera have a batzah kula sheirusa. Rav Zera would break off a large chunk of bread after he made hamotzi for Shabbos. So Amrli Ravino Rav. But it looks like gluttony to break off such a big piece of bread. So Amar Le Kevon Dechol Yoma Lo Kavin Hachi Yoina Kavin Lo Meschazik Rav Sinus. He says, because on a regular weekday, no one breaks off a piece of bread that large. And since today for Shabbos, he's doing it. It doesn't look gluttonous. It looks like he's just doing it for the purpose of Kavod Shabbos. Rav Ami Rav Asi Kiavon Esrami Luhu Rifta De Iruva Mevarchen Alei Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Amrei Hol VeEsavim Be Mitzvah Chada Navi Ba Mitzvah Achariti. So they brought them the bread that was used for the Iruvei Chatzerus to permit people to carry throughout the community, right? They used to put up in the shul. They brought them that bread to eat on Shabbos, so they used to make a hamotzi. Why? Because they said, once you're using the bread for one mitzvah, namely for the Eruvei Chatziru, so it's a good idea to do another mitzvah, we'll make a hamotzi on the bread also. Amarav, tol baruch, eino tzarech levarich. The guy, let's say the guy sat down to wash, right, and he's about to eat bread. He breaks the bread and passes the bread around to people before he even made the bracha, before he made a hamotzi, and he says to everyone, oh, here, take a piece of bread and make a bracha, make a hamotzi. So that's not called a hefsek, and he does not have to, you know, make hamotzi all over again. But if he says havei melech or havei liftan, tzarech levarich. According to the Tanakhama, if a guy says pass the salt or pass the dip, whatever, then he has to make a new bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan, no, afilu heviu melech, heviu liftan, nami ain't tzarech levarich. He says, no, you say saying past the salt is okay. That's not called a hefsek. But if he says gavil latori, tzarech levarech. The guy says to mix mixer animal food, then he has to make a new bracha. But Rav Sheshes says, no, if you do gavil l'tori nami in a tzarach l'varech. According to Rav Sheshes, even if the guy says, you know, make food for my animals, that's what, even after he washes before he makes amotzi, he also doesn't have to make a bracha. D'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, asur la'adam sheyocha kodem sheyitin macha levehemto. A person is not allowed to sit down to eat before he feeds his animals. Shana Amar, v'nasati esav b'sadecha levehemtecha v'hadar yochal tov v'salata. First, the pasuk says, feed your animals, and then it says that you're going to eat food yourself. So my colleagues at the post, whether that's a din d'or rice or a din d'or rabbanon, but otherwise you have to feed your animals first. Well, so Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishrom Rabbi Chia, in a botzei Rashi Liftzoa Ad Sheyaviu Melach or Liftan Lifnei Kol Echad V'Echad. The guy is not allowed to break bread after he makes a motzi unless there's either salt or some sort of a dip by each person. Rav Bar Shmuel Ikol Averish Galusa Apiku Lerifta. So they brought out bread Ubatzal Lehedya and they broke the bread without having any sort of dip. So Amar Lei Hadar Mar Mishmaite. He said, did you retract your statement? Do you now no longer require salt or a dip after you break bread? Amar Lei No. At least Dein Sarach Bishash. We don't have to wait around for the bread or for the dip or the salt, because this is refined, clean, good bread, and clean, good, in other words, regular, you know, bread. And as I was the Gemara, a lot of the bread, you know, didn't taste so good the way it was. So, yeah, so you have to dip it in something else in order to eat the bread. But today, the bread all tastes fine the way it is. So therefore, he says, you don't have to wait around for a dip, because the bread is perfectly fine the way it is. The Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Ein Mei Raglaim Kalim Ela B'Yeshiva. Urine only stops when a person sits down. Amar Rav Kahanu V'Afer Tichoach Afilu Ba'Amida. But if there's this sort of dirt which can, you know, swallow up the urine, so then even if the person is standing up, if there's no afar tichoach around, then a person should, if he uses the bathroom, if he urinates, he should stand on an incline and have it roll down the hill. After you eat, so eat some salt, and after you drink some water, and then you won't be harmed. That's one brisa. Tani yidach, another brisa. So, in other words, eat all foods but not salt, drink all drinks but not water. During the day, you should be concerned about having bad breath, depending on the food that you're going to eat, as we're going to talk about. And at night, you should be scared about coming to choke. Tanu Rabbanan, if a person douses his food in water, in other words, let's say a person eats, and after he eats, he drinks a lot of water to coat his stomach with the water, so the food is soaking in the water, so he won't become sick as a result. The comma, how much water should he drink? Amrav Chista Kiton Lepas, he should drink a whole flask of water for every piece of bread that he eats. Amrav Mari Amrav Yochanan, Haragil Ba'adashim Achas Leshloshim Yom, Monea Askira Mitoch Peso, Avakol Yom Alov. A person frequently eats lentils every 30 days, so he won't find this plague of Askira of choking in his house. But eating it every day is not so good. My time of Yishum, Dekash L'Rech Abet, because it gives you bad breath. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haragil B'Chardol Achas L'Shloshim Yom, Moneach Chaloim Mitoch Peso, Avakol Yom Alo. Again, mustard seeds, you eat it once every 30 days, it'll prevent you from getting ill, but not every day. My time of Yishum, Dekash L'Chol Shaliva, gives you heartaches. Amar Rav Chiyam Arashi, Amar Rav, Haragil B'Dagim Ketanim, Eino Bal Lidei Choli Me'am. A person typically eats small fish, he won't come to be sick. V'Lovod, Elash Dagim Ketanim, Mafrinu Marvinu Mavrin Kol Gufa Shalom. Small fish allows a person to reproduce, and it also keeps a person healthy. Amrav Chama Rabbi Chanina, Haragil B'Ketzach Eino Bal Lidei Ke'ev Lif. So ketzach is some sort of herb that grows around the Mediterranean. If a person eats ketzach, he typically eats ketzach, he won't come to have a heartache. So the verse says, "Meisei Rishum Gamliel Omer Ketzach Echad Mishishim Simani Hamavesu." Right. So ketzach apparently is 1/60th of death. The Hayashim LeMizrach Garno Domo Berosho. A person who sleeps to the eastern side of a granary that has ketzach in it, he's asking for trouble. His blood is on his head because apparently the ketzach is so overpoweringly bad that it's gonna kill him. Or says, Lo kasha, habericho, habetaimo, it depends. Even when it comes to the smell of ketzach, so apparently that's very good. The taste of ketzach is not so good for you. And the verse says, So Rabbi Yirmiya's mother, when she baked bread, used to put ketzach on the bread and then peel it off. Meaning, so this would, the taste of the ketzach would be there, but the actual ketzach wouldn't be on the bread. Rav Yehuda Omer Bori Minei Deshaim. Back to the Mishnah, we said that according to Rav Yehuda, the bracha make on a vegetable is Bori Minei Deshaim. Amar Rav Zerv Yisema Rabbi Chinana Bar Papa. Ein Halach Rabbi. We know we make a Bori Priyadam, but not a Bori Minei Deshaim. Amar Rav Zerv Yitema Rabbi Chinana Bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Ekra Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi b'yom mevarchin osov alayli mevarchin osov? What, you only bless Hashem during the day, not at night? No, el omer lecha kol yom v'yom tein lo me'in rechosav hachanami kol min v'min tein lo me'in rechosav." Just like every day, you're supposed to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the specific bracha brachos that pertain to the day or that pertain to what you're trying to say. So whenever you make a bracha, the bracha has to conform to the thing you're trying to do. So we pointed that before already a few times. According to Rav Yehuda, the bracha has to be more specific than according to the Tanakhama. So Bori meaning to Shaim is a more specific bracha than Bori Priya Adama. Right, normally, right, if I have a kli that's already it's empty, so an empty kli can hold a lot of things. A kli that's already full can't hold anything. It's the exact opposite. If you're an overflowing kli, you can hold even more. But if you're a kli that has nothing, then you can't hold anything. The pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so literally the pasuk means that you will certainly listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments. But the Gemara Darshan, im shamoa tishma v'im lav lo sishma. That if a person listens and follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, so Hashem will respond in kind and allow him to do even more mitzvos. He'll fill him up even more. Davar acher, im shamoa b'yashan tishma b'chadash v'im yifel levavcha shuv lo sishma. If a person listens to the old things, in other words, he pays attention and then he chazers over the things, you know, multiple times, what he heard yesterday, so then he'll remember it. But if he loses focus, he doesn't pay attention, he averts his heart away from the learning, then he's no longer going to be able to remember his learning. Says the Mishnah, birich apiros ilan bore priya adama. Yotze, let's say a person accidentally made a bore priya adama on fruit, so b'dievet he's yotze. If you apiros started bore priya itzlis, but if you made a ha'itz accidentally on a vegetable, then he's not yotze even b'dievet. If you kula mamar shak only b'dvaro yotze. If he says shak on any of these things b'dievet, then he would be yotze. So the Gemara asks, man tana de'ikar ilan arahi, who is the tana that holds that a tree is primarily considered to be part of the ground? In other words, meaning to say that any fruit that grows on a tree is considered to be something that grows from the ground, and therefore, if I accidentally make a hadama on fruit, I'm yotzei b'dieved, because obviously the only way you're going to be yotzei with a hadama on fruit is if you assume that there's some sort of association with the fruit to the ground, because that's the whole point of bori priya adama. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, he does not yavei shamayin v'niktzat ha'ilan mevi ve'ino kore." Rav Yehuda omer mevi ve'kore. Machlokas the Mishnah in Bikurim talks about the following situation. Let's say I have a field which is called a beis halavan, or this is the opening Mishnah Moed Katan. So if I have a field called a stei halavan, so a stei halavan is a field which sits on top of a mountain. So such a field doesn't typically get a lot of rain, because what happens? The rain will fall on the mountain and roll off the mountain to the field on the bottom. So the top field won't get as much water. So the din is that I can have an irrigation system in the field on top of the mountain in order to water it. So let's say that spring dries up and now there's no more water there. Or let's say the trees got chopped down, if it's what's called in the base halavan. The base hashlachan is the field on top of the mountain. The base halavan is the field on the bottom. So if, let's say, the trees got chopped down or the well spring dried up, and now there's I have no more ability to water my field. So any fruits that I was growing in that field are now gonna die. So according to the Tanakhama, you can bring the Bikurim, but you're not allowed to read the Parsha of Arami over there. The din is when you bring Bikurim, so the accompanying Parsha that you read with the Bikurim, Parsha Kisavo, is the Parsha of Arami over there, which describes the process of bringing Bikurim. However, in this situation, you're not able to say this Parsha of Bikurim, because the Pasuk says, Min ha'adama asher nasatali. It says, you praise our Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving you fruits on the land that he gave you in Eretz Yisrael, but now that your land dried up, so you can't say that anymore. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to make, you could still recite the Parsha of Bikurim. So how does that relate to our Gemara? Because you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the land is the ikur. So I can make a bori priya adama. If I make a bori priya adama b'dieved on pirus, I'm still going to be yotzei, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ilan is still considered to be part of the adama. That's why he holds that even if the land dried up and even if the tree was chopped down, I could still make a bori. He says I could still read the Parsha of Bikurim. Then we said al pirus aretz, where you make a bori. You say if you made a ha'etz on a hadama food, then you're not yotzei b'dieved. So there was a pshita. Why would you ever think you're yotzei? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzracha el Rabbi Yehuda the Amar Chita menilan. The chiddush is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that wheat is a type of tree, you're still not yotzei with hadama the sanya ilan shachal menu adam arishon. So what exactly was the fruit that adam arishon ate from the itzadas? So it's a machlokas. Rameir Omer Gefen Haya. There were grapes. Shein lechadaver shemivi yilala al hadam el yayin. Shemar vayesh ben hayayin vayeshkar. There's nothing that brings yilala, means like a person who yells, like a person who screams out of pain. So there's nothing that causes a person to scream out of pain more than wine, because it says in Parshas Noach, after Noach gets drunk, it says he got inebriated, he got drunk, and as a result, this whole story with Chum happened, right? He gets castrated, whatever it was, and so he says that there's nothing that brings bad things on a person like wine. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Teino Haisei, says it was a fig tree. Shabbadavar Shenitzkal Kalubonisku, Shemarva Yisperu Alei Sein, Arashi Chumish makes Sarah, that after Adam and Chava realized that they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves on themselves. So the fig leaves were the takana, they were the rectification of their Avera. They ate from a fig tree, and now they're using the fig leaves to cover cover themselves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chita, he says, Shein Atinok Yodei Likros Abba V'ima, Ad Shiyitom Tam Dava. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was a wheat tree, right? Or it was a wheat stalk, whatever you want to call it, because he says that children don't even know how to say, you know, mommy and daddy, Abba and Ima, before they even know how to eat wheat. Before, in other words, wheat is a basic staple crop that every single person eats, even if they don't know what it is yet. So the Gemara asks, says, one could have argued that since Rabbi Yehuda holds in this case that chita is a min ilan, it's a type of tree because it's the eitz hadas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was wheat. So one could have argued maybe you should make a borei priya eitz on chita. So kamash v'la, no. Hecha mevarchin a borei priya eitz. Hecha dechishakalt le lepere isei legavas. So when do you make a borei priya eitz? When if I remove the fruit from the tree, the trunk of the tree or the basic part of the tree is still intact. The hadar mapik, and then the tree continues to produce fruit later on in the year. If I remove fruit from the tree and that tree will no longer produce fruit for the whole year, then you make a borei priya adama on that fruit, right? So in other words, or on the vegetable. Right? So in other words, if I pluck fruits, so that's why, for example, I'll say a banana will be borei priya adama as opposed to borei priya eats, because it doesn't grow from year to year. V'alkulan im amar shahako. So if you have to make a shahako, so you're yotze. So machlokas, let's say b'diavad I made a shahakol on bread or wine. So it's machlokas. Look at whether I be yotzei b'diavad. So the Gemara says name a ketanai ra pasu amar kamenoi apazo baruch hamakum shebera ayatz. The person says, look how beautiful this bread is. You know, baruch Hashem. You know that he created this bread. So the Gemara says you're yotzei your bracha on bread by saying that. But and also ra te'ina v'amar, he said kama na te'ina, so how great is this fig? Baruch ha-malkum shemera yotzav, divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you are yotzei, you're chiyam making a bracha. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe, no. Kol ha-meshanim yimad me'ashe tvo chachamim b'brachos lo yotzei dechos. According to Rebbe Yossi, you're not, if you change around the text of the brachos that the chachamim instituted, so you're not yotzei. So the Gemara says, Nima Rav Huna damar k'Rebbe Yossi v'Rebbe Yochanan damar k'Rebbe Meir Shlachora, then Rav Huna, who says that if I made a shahakol on wine or on bread, I'm not yotzei, would hold like, you know, like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you can't change around the tzur of the bracha. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, yeah, you're going to be yotzei b'diavad if I make a shahakol on bread or wine, would the chora hold like Rameir? He says, if I even say, how great is this bread, I'm also yotzei. Amar lechor Rav Huna, no. I don't damre afilu Rameir. No, I can even agree to Rameir. I can look on Rameir hasam elo hecha dikam midkar shmei depas. The reason why Rameir says that you're yotzei is because you mentioned the fact that you're eating bread. Aval hecha dilo midkar shmei depas afilu Rameir moda. If I don't mention bread, if I just make some kind of vague statement, or let's say I just say shahakol on bread, so I didn't mention the word bread in the bracha of shahakol, so Rameir would agree that I'm not yotzei. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, no, I don't damre afilu Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam elo mishum dekamar bracha dilo takin rabban. The reason why Rabbi Yossi says that you're not yotzei is because you made the wrong bracha. You made a right. I'm sorry. Is because here you just said some kind of a statement. You said, how great is this bread? How great are these figs? So you didn't say a bracha at all. So of course you're not yotzei. Afal amar shahakol yem devaro takin rabbanan. He'll Rabbi Yossi mode, right? So Rabbi Yossi agrees. Shahakol is an institute of bracha. Happens to be the wrong bracha. So according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you said a bracha, a real bracha, so you'd be yotzei b'diyam. Versus Binyamin Raya Karakrifta. Binyamin the shepherd broke. He was eating bread. The Amar, and he said, Baruch Mari the High Pita. You know, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of this bread. Amar Rav Yatsa. So I said, oh, you're Yotzei benching. The Amar Rav, what do you mean? Kol bracha Hashem b'haskaras Hashem in a bracha. So what do you mean? If you don't mention Shem Hashem, that's not a real bracha. So how could it be Yotzei? No, the Amar Baruch Rachman Mari the High Pita. He said, you mentioned Shem Hashem. Amar says, what do you mean? V'habi in shalosh brachos. But he has to make three brachos. You don't have to mention. How could it be Yotzei benching with this? Amar says, no, my Yotzei the Kamar Rav Nami, Yotzei the bracha Rishon. It means he was Yotzei the first bracha benching. So the Gemara asks, "My kamash malon afagav damr b'lashon chol." What's the chiddush of this Gemara? That even though he said it not in lashon hakodesh, he's yotzei. But we know that already. Tanin the Mishnah says in Sota, "Ve'elu nemar b'chol lashon." The following things can be said in any language. Parsha Sota, right? The parsha that the Kohen reads when there's a woman suspected of committing adultery in the Beis Hamikdash. Vidui meiser. That's what you say when you clear out all the meiser from Yom Shabbat. Biarti hakodesh min abayis and parshas kisavo. Kriyashma utfila ubirkas amazir. So you see that you can bench in any language. So what's the chiddush of this Gemara? Where it says no itchrich. Sounds like the Gemara. I could have said hadi mili the amra b'lashon kol kihichid takinu rabbanu b'lashon kodesh. I would have argued that I'm only yotzei benching in another language if in that other language I do an exact translation of what the Chazal wanted me to say from the original lashon hakodesh. Of a low amra b'lashon kol kihichid takinu rabbanu b'lashon kodesh. Im a low kamashma. One could have argued that if I don't have an exact translation in another language, maybe I'm not yotzei. So no kamashma. Even if it's not an exact translation, I'm also yotzei. Gufa Amarav Kol Bracha Shein Baskaras Hashem in a Bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Kol Bracha Shein Malchus in a Bracha. According to Rav, you have to mention Shein Hashem in a Bracha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you also have to mention Malchus. You have to mention the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Amrabai, Kvase de Rav Mistabra. Rav makes sense. Why? The Sanya says the parashas, Kisava lo avartim yimitzvot sechel lo shakakti, right? That's by the Vidui Meisir. We make a proclamation that we never violated any of Hashem's mitzvot, so we didn't forget about Hashem's Torah. So lo avarti mila varechacha. I never didn't make a bracha when I needed to. Lo shachakti mila haskir shimcha alav v'ilu malchus lo katani. Right. So this brisa says that I never failed to mention Shem Hashem in a bracha, but it doesn't say I never failed to mention malchus, which implies like against Rabbi Yochanan, implies like Rav that really the only criteria in a bracha is to mention malchus. It's mention Hashem, not malchus. The verse says no. Rabbi Yochanan tenei v'lo shachakti mila haskir shimcha umalchus chalav. Rabbi Yochanan would change around the brisa to say no, means that I never forgot to mention your name and your malchus. The Mishnah says, "V'al darmish in gidulo min ha'aretz omer shahakol yem devaru." So on something which doesn't grow from the ground, such as meat, eggs, chicken, things like that, you make a shahakol. Ava chometzel ha'novlo sal ha'govai omer shahakol yem devaru. On vinegar, novlo to see it's machlokes. Think of some sort of dates that were destroyed by the sun or by the wind. So, or on govai or locusts or grasshoppers, you say a shahakol. Rav Yehuda omer kol shehu min kvela in avarchol. Anything which is a type of curse. In other words, it comes from something which is a curse. Let's say, for example, the case of the locusts or the case of these things listed in the Mishnah, so he says that there's no bracha recited on these things. How you lefun of min and harim? If a person has many different species or many different types of foods in front of them that all have different brachos, so it depends. Rav Yehuda Omer im yesh b'nei min shiva alav hu mevarich. If one of the species you have in front of you happens to be from the shiva saminim, so that bracha takes precedence. V'achacham or no mevarich aliza min shiva. According to the chacham, make a bracha whatever you want first, whatever is more chaviv to you, as we'll see, whatever you like more, make the bracha on that first. Tan rabbanan al davar she'in gidulo min aretz kibum b'sar behemos chayus ofus v'dagim omer shahakol. So on something which doesn't grow from the ground, like for example meat, of animals or chicken or fish, so then you say shahakol. Al hachalav al abitzva like vino or shahakol. Al hapas sheipesha al hayayin shehikrim. Al tav sheshaver tzuras omer shahakol. If I have bread that has gotten moldy, wine that's hardened, or I have a dish that lost its tzur, in other words, all these things have gone bad, so you also say a shahakol on those things. Al hamelach v'al hazamis v'al kameinu pitrios omer shahakol. So on salt, hazamis we spoke about earlier is like this, like the fatty layer around the soup, or kameinu pitrios are truffles, are truffles and mushrooms, so those things you also say shahakol. So ask him, remember the kameinu pitrios lav gidul karganinu? Does that mean to say that mushrooms and truffles don't grow from the ground? Because if they grow from the ground, presumably you should make not a shahakol on them. The Hasanya, Hanodim Peros Aretz, Asr Beferos Aretz, Umutr Bekmeno Pitchers. If you make a neder to not eat Peros Aretz, so you're allowed to eat mushrooms and truffles. But, Yem Amar Kol Gidule Karka Alai, if you say I'm not going to eat anything that grows from the ground, and Asr Afi Kmeno Pitchers. So seemingly you see that mushrooms and truffles do grow from the ground. So how can you make only a shackle on them? Amar Rabbi, no. Mirva Ravu Meara, Minke Lo Yam Ke Meara. In other words, they grow from the ground, but they don't get their sustenance from the ground. So the Gemara says, yeah, but who cares? Vahal Darashi Yidul Menarez Katani. But the Mishnah said something that grows from the ground. So who cares that it doesn't get its sustenance from the ground? Otherwise, you should still make a hadama on it. So the Gemara says, no, today, al darish ini yonek minar. So we should change around the Mishnah to mean that anything which doesn't get its sustenance from the ground, that's a shahakol. So that's what lemaisa, mushrooms and truffles are going to be shahakol. Then the Mishnah says, val hanovlos, my novlos, Rab Zerav Rab Ila, chadamar, bushle kamra, chadamar tamri dezika. So bushle kamra means that they were dates that were beaten up by the sun. They lost, they were dried up by the sun. And tamri dezika means that they were beaten up by the wind. Tanan Rab Yehuda Omer, kol shehu min klala in mevarchet alav. He said, anything which is a curse, you don't make a bracha. So Bishlam al Madamar Bushle Kamra Hanu Dekari Lemin Klala. So if you're going to say that it means that the dates were beaten up by the sun, right? They were destroyed by the sun. So that makes sense. That's a type of curse. But El Madamar Tamri Dezika My Min Klala. What's the Min Klala referring to in the Mishnah? If it's only it was only hit by the wind. So the Gemara says Ashara. No, really, the concept of Min Klala refers to the other two things in the Mishnah, namely the locust and the right. In other words, the locust and the and what was the other one? And the vinegar. So those two things we say don't require a bracha. Ika damre, bishlam alav damre bushle kamra hanu demarachin and alayu shahakol. So I understand if you hold that it means bushle kamra, meaning to say that it was hit by the sun. That's why you only make a shahakol as opposed to making a ha'etz. Elam damre tamre dezika shahakol bore priyaitz mibayle, right? Mibayle levaruche. But if you hold that they were only the wind came and left some of the dates on the tree, you should make a ha'etz on them because they weren't really attacked by the wind. Everyone agrees that regular novlos are ones that were beat up by the sun, and therefore you should really make a shahakol. These are a specific type of novlos. So what are novlos tamar? It's not the Mishnah says in the beginning of demai. Hakalin shema demai. The following is a kula when it comes to demai. Demai means that I have produce where it's a suffix. Let's say I bought produce from somebody else. I'm not sure if it took off trumas and maestros. So the din is the maker. Do we always assume that a person was probably mafresh trumas and maestros? But there's a small percentage that it could be that maybe he didn't. So therefore, as a chumro, you have to we have to be machmir to be machmish. But even within that chumra, the Mishnah says the following fruits you can always be mikul about no matter what. So what are these fruits? So the Mishnah says hashisin v'harimin v'ha'uzrudin v'noshuach v'noshikma v'gufne v'nitzba v'novos tamar. So the Gemara is now going to define what each of these fruits are. So what are shisin? Amarav amarachan Rabbi Yochanan mintein, and they're a type of figs. What are rimin? They're kandes. So again, some sort of dates. Ha'uzrudin are tulshin. Those are crab apples. V'noshuach, what are those? Amarav amarachan Rabbi Yochanan te'eni chivarta. They're white figs. V'noshikma, what are those? Amarav amarachan Rabbi Yochanan, duvlei, they're like pressed figs. Gufnin or shilhi gufnin, those are grapes that ripen later in the season. Mitzvahs pircha, those are like the buds that come out of the fruit. And novos tamar, what are those? Rabbi Elav Rabbi Zeira, chanam rabush lekavim, chanam rabtam redizikos. So this machlokas that we mentioned before, whether it refers to the dates that were beat up by the sun, or the ones that were left in the tree after the wind came, that's talking about only novos of tamara. Now, but regular novos, we said everybody agrees, are beat up by the sun. So bishlam alana rabush lekamra, hayna dikatanei akalish shabadamai, sveikan hu depater havadan chai. So I understand if you hold that novos tamara refer to the dates that were beat up by the sun. That's why the Mishnah says that there's a kula by demai, because only when it's a suffik, in other words, I'm not sure if trumas amaisis were taken off, that's when we can be mekel to say that you're potter for taking trumas amaisis off of these fruits, but implying that if it was vade, if I knew for a fact that trumas amaisis were not taken off, then for sure I'd take them off. But elamam damar tamri dezika, but if we're talking about dates that were knocked off the tree by the wind, well, the dates are still perfectly good, so then how could you say that that's a vada, that the trumas amaisis were taken off? That's the wrong term. They're hefker. Once the dates fall to the ground, right, so then we assume all those dates are going to be hefker. Something which is hefker, the din is that's not chayiv in trumas amaisis. So how could the Gemara say that you have to be mafresh trumas amaisis for a vadai if they're really hefker? So the Gemara says, no, I'm asking that Shah's son Goren. The case was where an ani came along, he harvested, he picked up all the fallen dates, and he made it into a granary of sorts, and now it's going to be, in other words, he piled up all the dates, and now all of a sudden they're chayiv in Shemesh Ma'asos. Why? Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, Gam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Haleket v'Hashicha v'Apeh Shasan Goren Hukvul Ma'aser. So the minute that you go, let's say we know the din is a person is, let's say, harvesting wheat or harvesting things off his tree, so and then something falls to the ground. That's called leket. If a guy forgets some bundles of grain in the field, that's called shichava. Or the din you have to leave peah, the corners of a field over for the aniyim. So all those things are technically speaking putter for the aniyim on Shemesh Ma'asos. But once the ani decides to take it for himself and acquire for himself, and he piles it up in a pile. So now all of a sudden it's chayiv in trumas amaisos. So even though it was hefker beforehand, but now that you pile it up, it's chayiv. Ikadam, right? Bishlamando Amar Tamri Dezika Haynu Dehaka Karilei Novlos Tamavazim Karilei Tamara. I understand if you hold up the second sheet of the Gemara that says that these refer to the dates that were knocked off the tree by the wind. That's why over here they're called regular Novlos, and over there they're called Novlos Tamara. But Elamando Rabush like Hamra, if it's referring to the dates that were beat up by the sun, so Nifte Edivi Edin Novlos Tamara, or Edivi Edin Novlos Tama. So why don't we be consistent? Either teach both are referring to Novlos Tamara, both referring to the ones that were beat up by the sun, or the regular Novlos. Because either way, we said that the dates that were beat up by the sun can refer to either one. So the Gemara says, Kashi, you're right, that's a difference. Fine. Then we said, "How you fun of Minar Harbi?" We said, "If you have many types of foods in front of you, then Machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, make the bracha on the Shiva Samina. If you have that, according to Chacham, make the bracha on whatever you want." Amar Ula Machlokas Bishah Birchos and Shavus. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham is when they have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva, Adif Rabbanan Savar Min Chavat. So I have two. Let's say I have grapes and apples in front of me. So they're both eight. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make the bracha on the Shiva Samina first to make the bracha on the grapes. According to the Rabban, if you like the apple more, make the bracha on the apple. Avol Bishain Birchos and Shavus. Devar Yakom Farichas Evachos Farichas Zet. Let's say I have celery and grapes in front of me. So that for sure everyone agrees that you make the bracha first on the grapes and then on the celery. So Gemara asks, Mesvei, how you lefanav tshnon v'zayis mevarachal, that's the poetry as a zayis, if you have a radish and an olive in front of you, so the Bryce says make the bracha on the radish and that will exempt the olive. So what do you mean? But the olive is one of the shivas aminim, so how can I make a bracha on the radish and cover the olive? No, how come my eskina kisha had tshnon ikar, when the radish is the main food that I'm eating? Let's say I'm cooking a dish where it's primarily radishes and I added a little bit of, olive just to spice up the dish a little bit. So there, I make the bracha on the radish. So Gemara says, Yahaki yema seifa. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarachal azayis, shazayis mimin shiva. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it, you make a bracha on the olive because the olive is one of the shiva saminim. So Gemara asks, Lisli lo Rabbi Yehuda hadis nan, koshu ikar yema tail mevarachal ikar poter as a tail. We alluded to this mission already earlier, right? The mission says that whenever you have an ikar and a tafel, you always make the bracha on the ikar, not the tafel. So if I'm having a dish of radishes and I want to just add a little bit of olives to spice it up, so why on earth is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're making a bracha on the olives? The olives are just there to add flavor. They're not there as part of the main dish. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda denies that mission. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that mission. He says, and Hanami, he also, you make a bracha on the tafel also, but it's not true. Vasag, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Machmatz, Snon Bahazayas, Mevarachal Snon, Poter Azazayas. He says, Beferish, if I'm adding the olives to the dish just to enhance the dish, but the real part of the dish are the radishes, I only make a bracha on the radishes, and that will cover the olives. So the Gemara says, Yola mit Snon Ikaras. Really, you're right. The cases where the radishes are the primary part of the dish. The Chitlige, Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbanan, the Milsachar Plegev Achasur Mechser of Hakadin, arguing about the following case. Hayu lefan of tshnon v'zayis. I have a radish or an olive, mevarachal tshnon u'poter as a zayis. But medvar mamurim, that's only true kishatzot ikker when the radish is the main part of the dish. But if it's not the main part of the dish, so everyone agrees I have to make a bracha on the olive and then on the radish. According to the Tanakhama, if I have two foods that have the same bracha, so make a bracha, whichever one you want. Rabbi Yehuda, no, mevarech al hazayis, shazayis minin shiva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha has to be on the olive first because the olive is one of the shiva samin. The Gemara says, "Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Nach." Chadam or Machlokes Bishah Berachos Sein Shavos. Rabbi Yehuda Savri bin Shiva Adif, Rabbi Yitzchak Savri bin Chavav Adif. So, in other words, everyone agrees when they have the same. Another the Machlokes is only when they have the same bracha, whether we give precedence to whatever you like more or to the shiva samin. Avol Bishayim Berachos Sein Shavos. But if they have different brachos, different come mevarech al zevachos and mevarech al zat. That's one opinion. That when they have different brachos, everyone agrees to make two brachos. That's one sheet. Chadam or no, Avol Bishayim Berachos Sein Shavos. Not Machlokes. They even disagree, even when they have different brachos. In other words, according to the Chacham, you could still make a bracha whichever one you want first. Let's say there's a hadama and a eitz. So if you like the hadama more, make the bracha on the hadama first, according to the Rabbanan. So bishlam aladam bishem berachos and shalos machlokas shakir. So I understand very well if you hold that the machlokas shabbiyon and chachamim is only when they have the same bracha. So that makes sense. They're arguing about whether you should make a bracha on the thing that you like more or on the shema samina. But elamadam bishem berachos and shalos plige. My plige. What are they arguing about? Meaning, Labai said you have to make both brachos at the end of the day anyway, right? So in other words, how on earth is one bracha going to cover the other bracha? You have to make both brachos anyway. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, lahaktim." The nafkamina would be which bracha comes first. Meaning, he has to make both brachos, but which one do you say first? Dam Rabbi Yosef Yitim Rabbi Yitzchak, kol muktam b'fasuk zeh muktam lebracha. Whichever fruit comes first in the pasuk of Parshat Ikev, that fruit takes precedence. Shenemar eretz chitos harav gefen ushenav rimon eretz deshemenu dvash. Right. So this pasuk. So whichever fruit the pasuk comes first is going to take precedence over anything else. Who pleaded to Rabbi Chanan? Dam Rabbi Chanan, call a pasuk kula l'shiurin ne'emar. According to Rabbi Chanan, this entire pasuk, every fruit in the pasuk is an allusion to some other halacha which is represented by the food. So what does that mean? Sigmar explains. Chita disnan. A nechnas l'bayis ha'menu. Let's say a person walks into a house that has tzaras. The chilav aksefa v'standalav etabe osav biyadav. He's carrying his clothing on his shoulders. He's carrying his shoes and his rings in his hands. So who vehin tamei and miyad? So then he and his clothing and all of the things he's carrying become tamei right away. But hayalavush chilav v'standalav beraglav etabe osav etzav. So let's say he's wearing those things. He has a ring on his finger, or he's wearing the shoes, he's wearing the clothes. So then who tamei yet? He becomes tamei right away. But vehin tahorin ad sheyishe bechtei achilas pras. But his clothing remained tar until he's in the house for the amount of time it takes to eat a piece of bread. So the Gemara explains what kind of bread? Pas chitin velo pas seorin, meaning wheat bread. That's chita, right? So misav v'ochlan beliftan. In other words, enough time to eat a piece of wheat bread that's dipped in a dip. So in other words, so the first word of the pasuk of chita is teaching you this halacha. If you're wearing clothes in a house of saras, you have to be in the house long enough to eat a piece of a wheat bread dipped in a dip in order to for your clothes to become tamei. What about seorah? What's that teaching me? It's not the mission in all those. Etzem kis seorah metamei b'mago v'masa, ve'eno metamei b'ol. The din is that let's say you have a person dies and a piece of the mace gets cut off. So now, a piece of the bone, a piece of the flesh of the mace. So if the size of the flesh or the bone is at least the size of a barley corn, it's etzem kis seorah. So it's barley, it's the size of a barley corn. So then it's going to be tamei b'mago v'masa, meaning if I touch or carry that, I'm going to be tamei. But if it's the same ol as me, then it won't become tamei. So that's seorah. What about gethen? So the Gemara says, can they reveal yain l'nazir? Right, the minimum shear in which a nazir is going to be chai of malchus for drinking wine or for eating grapes will be the shear of a revius. What about figs? Kigro geras lahotzah Shabbos. If a person, the din is that the minimum shear that you're chai for carrying on Shabbos has to be, assuming that I'm carrying food. If I'm carrying a regular object without an eruv, then you're chai for any amount. But it's a special din when it comes to carrying food on Shabbos, that you're only chai if the amount of food you're carrying is at least the size of a fig. What about rimon? Kedusha Mishnah says in Kalim, klei bale batim, shiurim kirimon. It means to say the following. The din is that in order for a kli to become tame, the kli has to be a functional kli. If the kli is not functional, let's say the kli has a hole in it, it's not usable, the kli is not metame. So at what point does the kli not become usable? So the Mishnah says, if it's a kli bale batim, it's a regular kli that regular people use, the second that the hole is the size of a pomegranate, it loses the status. So that's an afkamina from the word rimon. What about eretz zeishem? What about olive oil? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, eretz shakosh yurek is zeishem. Every shirt eretz soil is a zayis. And we're saying, really? Kol shiurek sakonaydach, v'ilika hanach dam. What about all the shiurim we mentioned earlier? They were not a kazayis. No, el eretz shirosh shiurek is zeishem. It means the majority of shiurim that we deal with, right? In other words, for example, the shiur that you're chayav for eating chela, for eating dam, for eating nosar, right? And karbonos that were left over, pigol karbonos that were shechted without the proper kavana, those are all kizayis. What about devash? What's an devash? Kosefes agasim yom kippur. We know the din is that the minimum amount that you're allowed to eat on yom kippur without being chayav, right? It's a kosefes agasim. The size of the inside part of a date. So that's referring to date hardy, right? So devash. So according to Rav Chanan, the entire pasuk is teaching me random halakos from all over Shas that have nothing to do with Birkas Hamazon. The idach, what what about the other shita? So Hani Shurim Behedya Miksive Elamid Rabban across back the other shita. What are you talking? None of these shurim are read anywhere in Chumash. These are all shurim the Rabbanan and found a rebbe as in a pasuk in the Chumash. Not that this pasuk is the actual makar for these dinim. Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuda, Havu Yaseh Besudas. They were eating a meal. Isu leKamayu Tamri Virimoni. They brought out dates and pomegranates. So Shaka Rav Hamnuda, Baraka Tamri Bereishiv. Rav Hamnuda made a brach on the pomegranates first. Amar Rav Chista, Lo Sfira LeMar LaHad Amar Rav Yosef Yitim Rav Yitzchak Kol Amotam Mefasik Zeh Kodem Baraka. Don't you hold the statement we made earlier that whatever comes first, you make the brach on that first? How can you make a brach on the pomegranate before you made a brach on the dates? Amar LeMan Yoyev LeNagri The Parzel of Anashmina. Who would give me copper legs and I would follow you around and I would serve you? In other words, he was saying basically. He was like thanking him for informing him of the halacha. Itmar heviu lifneim te'inim ba'anavim misocha suda. Let's say you're in the middle of the meal, and now in the middle of the meal they bring out either figs, they bring out grapes. So what is it? Should I make a bracha on that? So Amar Ravuna, tu'unim bracha lifneim ve'in tu'unim bracha l'acharein, v'chinim Rav Nachman, tu'unim bracha lifneim ve'in tu'unim bracha l'acharein. So according to these two shitos, you only make a bracha rishon, you make a ha'itz, but you don't make a bracha achron of an al ha'itz. For Rav Shish Namar, no, tu'unim bracha bein lifneim, bein l'acharein, sheilich adavar shetom bracha lefanav, ve'in tom bracha l'acharav, el apasim baba kistim bavad. There's nothing in the world that requires a bracha rishon that does not require a bracha achrona, except for, in other words, if I eat it during a meal, except for Pasa Baba Kistan. Pasa Baba Kistan refers to three of my chlokas that have shown him what Pasa Baba Kistan exactly means. Either it's food that are sweet, food that have fillers, or food that are crumbly. And so therefore, as a result, any of those types of dessert food, let's say cakes, cookies, things like that, so if you eat that as dessert, so as a suffix, we don't make a bracha rishon of that. So let's say, for example, you bring a cake for a dessert, so if I wash, you don't make a separate mezonos, because that's only a suffix if it's Pasa Baba Kistan, because it doesn't meet all three criteria. But if I have something which is Vade Pasa Baba Kistan, let's say it meets all three of those criteria, then you would make a mezonos. For example, if you have apple pie, blueberry pie, any sort of pie, thing that falls, it's crumbly, it's sweet, it has a filler in it, right, because it falls apart. So anything like that would require a mezonos, but we pass because it doesn't require an alamech, as we've seen the Gemara coming up, doesn't require a separate bracha achrona, because it'll be covered by benching. We pleaded Rabbi Chia, Dam Rabbi Chia, pas poteres kol minei machav, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkim. So bread exempts all foods, and wine exempts all drinks. So the second I make a bori priyat guffin, I make a hamotzi, I don't have to make any brachas on liquids or any brachas on foods anymore. Amra Papa, so if I'm eating a food during the meal, it's because of the meal. I'm eating salad, I'm eating chicken, food, normal meal food. So then Rav Chia says, everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha, neither a bracha, because that's covered by a hamotzi. But let's say I'm eating a food in the middle of the meal, it happens to not really be a meal food. Let's say I'm eating, I don't know, grapes. The grapes are really more of a dessert food. But I mean, I'm eating them in the middle of the meal. So again, this is not talking about fruit salad as an appetizer. That's a different question. Let's say salad, eating grapes in the middle of the meal. So according to the sheet in the Gemara, you have to make a bracha rishona, but the bracha achrona will be covered by your hamotzi. But if it's la'acharas, if you're eating mamash after the meal, so obviously tuna bracha bein lefnei bein la'acharas, you obviously require both a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Shalvas ben zomem nima amru dvar ma'bay machmas asuda mesoch asuda eating tuna bracha lulaf nevel acharim. Why do we assume the food that comes during the meal and it's regular meal food, it's chicken, it's salad, that would not require a new bracha, neither rishona or achrona? Armaleni says holu pas potarj. He says because obviously the bread, the hamotzi you made of the bread, is going to cover any food you eat during the meal. So the Gemara says, well, second, yai, and I'm in niftar, so why doesn't the wine also exempt any food during the meal? So the Gemara says, no. Pas, I'm sorry, so the Gemara says, yai, na'am niftar, pas. Why doesn't the wine exempt the bread? Why do you have to make hamotzi? Let the boy of Priyagav, and you make on the wine, exempt the bread. Or says, no, shiny yayin, to go in bracha, that's what wine is different, because wine is so chashev that it gets its own bracha. So therefore, he says, even though normally speaking, in other words, you make a bracha on wine, even though you don't necessarily need it to drink, because wine is so chashev, so it can't exempt the bread. The bread, right, in other words, the bracha of hamotzi is not related to the bracha of bori priya gafen, and therefore it won't be able to exempt it. Rav Huna akal tlisa rifte b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kava v'lo barak. Rav Huna, he ate like a ton of pasav b'kisnin. He ate like 13, let's call them Danishes, whatever, in like three kav, and he didn't make a bracha. In other words, he didn't make a bracha afterwards, right? In other words, he didn't make a al-mechir or in bench. So Rav Nachman adikafna, he says this, this guy, Rav Huna, he was ravening, he was starving when he ate all his food. He says, the criteria to determine whether you have to bench, let's say, five boxes of Entenmann's donuts, then obviously you have to bench. That's possible to kiss, man. If you eat enough possible to kiss, you have to bench. So he says that normally the criteria to determine when you have to bench a possible to kiss, man, is going to depend on when normal people decide to make a suit on it. So let's say you happen to be a person who gets very full after you eat two donuts. So most people don't. So therefore you wouldn't bench on that. But if you're but if you eat three boxes of donuts, then you would have to bench. Rav Yehuda of Asik Leila Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, he was marrying off his daughter he was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. I used to look at my pasta of a kiss. So they brought in some of this, pasta of a kiss during the meal. He also when he came, Shaminu to come to Varche Hamotzi. He heard them making Hamotzi on the pasta of a kiss. tzitzit de kashamana, right? Dilma hamotzi lechamin arz kamev archisu. So he says, what is this tzitzit? Tzitzit is the last syllable of the word hamotzi, the word tzi. He says, oh, what's this hamotzi that I'm hearing? So he says, maybe they're making the bracha of hamotzi. Amar le'in, tisan, yirav yimuna, omer mishim, rav yuda, pasim, abakisim, avarachan aleha, hamotzi. He says, yes, that's what we're doing. We're making a hamotzi on this food because that's the din. Amar shmuel, halach kramuna, we have to be paskin. Amar lehu, he says, ain't halach kramuna, it's not true. We don't paskin like rav yimuna. Amar le'i, vaha, maru, da amar shen shmuel, but didn't you say the name of shmuel? Lachmanios, ma'arvin bahen, umavarachan aleha, hamotzi. But didn't you say that if you have lachmanios, lachmanios, right? The Hebrew term lachmanios refer to those, like the rolls you get, like on the teulim, like those rolls, those are called lachmanios in Hebrew. So lachmanios, these certain types of bread, you can use them. In other words, the point is that they're sweeter than regular bread. They have some sort of like flavor added. So you can use that for a eruvei chatzeros, and you make hamotzi on them. So didn't you tell us that those are hamotzi? So he says, no. Shiny hasam, the kavas yudasei alayu. Avalechid lo kavas yudasei alayu lo. In other words, the only time you make a hamotzi on pasim, a kistan, is if you're going to have a whole meal. So if I know going in that I'm going to eat, you know, 20 boxes of Entenmann's donuts, then you have to what? You make hamotzi. But in other words, otherwise, you only make a mazonos. Rav Papa ikal lebe rav huna berei de rav nasan. Basar the gomer sudasei, when they finish the meal, aisu lekamayu. The brother said, you know, some dessert, some food to eat after the meal. So Rapapa took the food and ate. Don't you hold that once you finish the meal, once you're done eating, you can't eat anymore because now you're already in benching mode. You can't eat until after you bench. So Amar Lehu, no, Selikin. That din is only true when they actually take the table away. But clothes on the table is there. Even if in your mind you decide to not eat anymore, you can still continue eating until they take the table away. Rav of Rav Zera iklu lebeirish galusa lebasar desliku taka mikamayu. After they remove the table, shadrule ristanami beirish galusa. They sent some more food from the Reish Galusa's house. So Rav Ha'achav Rav Zera lo achil. Amar leilo sarv lamar salakaser milacha. Don't you hold it once to take the table? You can't eat anymore. Amar leilo not ataka the Reish Galusa's. I was relying on the Reish Galusa's table. Meaning I knew that the Reish Galusa would bring. In other words, I just assumed he'd bring up more food. So as long as there was a possibility they would bring up more food, I never really finished eating yet, and therefore I can continue eating without making a new bracha. A person typically washes their hands with oil before they bench, so not doing that is going to be ma'akev your ability to bench. Right, he says that we who typically use oil before benching, so not using oil is going to be ma'akev our ability to bench. However, we don't possibly like any of those statements. There are three things that are immediate. What does that mean? So number one, techev l'smicha shechita, immediately after the kohen does the smicha, or the baal does the smicha on the animal, in other words, he does vidi. He's on the animal, he has to shecht it right away. Also, techev le'geula tefillah, immediately after you say gal Yisrael, start shmona esrei, techev le'geula tefillah bracha, but after you wash, that's when you make the bracha. Amar Abaye, af anu nemar techev le'chamin chacham in bracha, right? That right next to a talmid chacham, in other words, a person comes close to a talmid chacham, he hosts him in his house, so then he's gonna get bracha. Shemar, by varchini Hashem begolach, right? Love and says to Yaakov, because you've been in my house, I've gotten a bracha as a result. Yiba yisima mehaka, Shemar, by varich Hashem is based on mitzri begol Yosef, Hashem blessed Potiphar's house because of Yosef. You make a bracha on the wine you drink before the meal, that will exempt the wine for after the meal. If you make a bracha, the parperes refers to these types of like appetizers, basically. A bracha on the appetizers that you eat before the meal, that will exempt the appetizers after the meal. The bread will exempt the appetizers, but not the other way around. Bread also will not exempt maisa kedera. That refers to like a real dish of food, according to Beishamai, right? So the simple reading of the Mishnah is that just making a hamotzi is not going to exempt any other dish you're going to eat during the meal. If you're sitting, so that each person has to make their own hamotzi, but has sebu echal mevarech likul, if you're reclining, meaning you're eating together, then one hamotzi will cover everybody. If they bring you wine during the meal, each person has to make their own borei pri agafen. But if it was achar hamazon, then echal mevarech likul, if they bring the wine after the meal, so one borei pri agafen can be recited for everybody. For who omer al hamogmer, the guy who's benching, should then after the meal recite a bracha on incense. In other words, supporting me name is samim. The alpha bishim and vienas hamogmer al achar asud, even though they only bring the incense, the spices out after the meal. That's only true on Shabbos and Yontif when a person may actually be kovei hisud on wine, because you have to make kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. So there, when you make the bracha on the wine, then we say that you can make one bracha and cover everybody. If I drink wine the rest of the year, you have to make a bracha every single time. You have a new kosher wine, you have to make a new bracha. Itmar nami, amar rabba bar mari, amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So when you leave the bathhouse, when you do bloodletting, at those times a person will generally kovea his meal on wine. The rest of the year, you have to make a bracha on every single cup of wine. He went to Rav's house during the week. Chazik the baruch lefnei hamazon, v'hadar baruch liachar hamazon. So he made a baruch on the wine before benching, and then he made another baruch after. So Amar le'yishar, chenem Rabbi Shmuel Levi, he gave him a shkayach. He said, yeah, that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel Levi said. That during the week, you have to make new brachos. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef ikle le'abaye b'yom tov. He went on tezaz on yontif. Chazik the baruch akol kasav kasav. So he's making a baruch on every coast. Amar le'lo savor lamar lohadar Rabbi Shmuel Levi that on yontif you only make one bracha that covers everything. Amar le'nimlachana meaning Abaye had he wasn't aware of the fact that he wanted to drink more wine until later on. So since he decided on the spot to drink more, he had, even on Yantif, he had to make a new bracha for each cup. So what's the din? If I drink wine before the meal, will that cover my wine during the meal? So if you're going to tell me that yes, it will cover the wine during the meal, why? Because both of those wines are coming for the purpose of drinking the wine. But wine that you drink during the meal, so that's not going to help you. Why? Because there, the wine is only to make the food go down easier. The wine you drink before and after the meal is just to drink wine. The wine you drink during the meal is to make the food go down. So maybe that's not going to cover that wine. Oh, the maloshna, maybe you say, no, maybe there's no difference. Rav Amar Potev, Rav Kahana Amar Eino Potev, Rav Nachman Amar Potev, Rav Shish Amar Eino Potev, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda V'chol Tamid de Rav Amri Eino Potev. It's machlokas. Machlokas whether it covers the wine or not. Easy be Rav Amar Rav Nachman Bala Hem Yayim B'soch HaMazon Kolechad V'yachem L'varech Li'atzmo Yachar HaMazon Yachem L'varech L'chulam. So if the wine comes during the meal, so then each person makes their own bracha. But if the wine comes after the meal, one person makes a bracha for everybody. Amar Le'hachi Kamar Im Lo Bala Hem Yayim B'soch HaMazon El Yachar HaMazon Yachem L'varech L'chulam. If the wine is coming after the meal, then one person makes a bracha on behalf of everybody else. We said that bread covers the appetizer, not the other way around. And according to Beishamai, the bread doesn't even cover regular dishes of food. So, in other words, what was Beishamai arguing on? So, did the Tanakama mean to say that when I make a hamotzi that will cover appetizers and certainly regular food? And then Beishamai says, no, not only does bread not cover appetizers, but doesn't even cover regular food, or odoma. No, a safe plea. Dikatani, miracle prepares lo pater as a pasu de lo pater, meaning that the bracha, the appetizer, won't cover the bread of a maisekidera pater. But Tanakama says that it will cover the regular food. Also, Beishamel lemeir of a filo maisekidera nami lo pater teku. So that second side is more of a kula, because that second side says that at least when I make a bracha on the bread, I can cover the appetizer of the dish. Just when I make a bracha on the appetizer, I can't cover the dish, according to Beishamai, or the appetite, or the bread. So the Gemara leaves that as an unresolved something. We're not sure. Hayosher kolechad v'yachad. If each person is sitting by themselves, they each have to make their own hamotzi. If they're sitting eating together, so then one bracha suffices for everyone. So the Gemara says hasebo and lo hasebo lo. It sounds like dafka if they're reclining, they're eating together. That's when one hamotzi will suffice for everyone, but not if they're eating separately. Ureminu asar sheyuholchem baderech. If there are 10 people walking on the road, afal pishah kulam ochlemiki karechad. Even though eating from one loaf of bread, kolechad v'yachad mevarech liatzim. They each have to make their own hamotzi. But yashu la'achob. If they sit down to eat, afal even if they all eat from their own loaves of bread, but they can make one bracha cover everyone. So the Gemara says Yashu Alpha Pishal Hasebu. The Braisa says that they sit together, implying that they're not necessarily reclining together, right? So don't you see that you can make one hamotzi cover everyone, even if you're not necessarily reclining? So the case was when they said, let's go and eat bread in this place. So in other words, when they said that they were koveya from the outset, they're going to eat together, and therefore one hamotzi will cover all of them. When Rav passed away, they followed his kever to his coffin to the kever. On the way back, they said, "Let's go eat bread on the river." So once they broke bread, they raised the following question: so this is the question: when the Braisa says "hasebu," does that mean literally you have to recline in order to have one hamotzi cover everybody, or maybe no? Maybe it just means I have to designate one place for us to eat together. And by eating together, so then one hamotzi will cover everybody. So the Gemara says, "Lo havu b'dayu." They weren't sure what the answer was. So come Rav Ada bar Ava, ahadar kari la'achori. He turned around his kriya because the din is you have to turn kriya for a Rebbe Muvak. So Rav was the Rebbe Muvak. He turned kriya after he died, but now he turned around his shirt after he tore kriya to the back. The kara kriya and he tore kriya a second time on the back of the shirt. Why? Amar nach nashi de Rav who birkas mezona lo kapina. He says Rav now passed away. He can't even figure out how to do benching. He was bemoaning the fact, he was mourning the fact that now that Rav had died, we're no longer able to have clarity in halacha. Adasa, who Sava, until this older person came along, and Rabbalu Mesis and Abraisa, he posed this contradiction as the Gemara itself raised. Vishanilu, and he resolved it by saying, he says that since they said, let's go eat bread in this place, that has the status of a table. So you see that as long as everyone decides from the outset we're going to eat bread together in one place, that's enough to have one hamotzi cover everybody. So he said, Hasebu Echamavarak. If you do Haseba, so one person can make hamotzi for everybody. Amar Avu Shanu, Ava Pasta by Haseba, talking about bread. Avoyayi, Lobay Yisema. Wine does not require a Yisema. Rav Yochanan Amar, no, afilu yayin ami ba Yisema. Wine also requires a Yisema. Yigodam, right? Amar Rav Lushanu Elapas, the Mahani Yilei Haseba. That's talking about bread, where Haseba is going to be effective. Avo yayin lo Mahani Yilei Haseba, but for wine, it's not effective. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu yayin ami Mahani Yilei Haseba. He says, Haseba is effective for wine as well. Meisvei, Ketzat Seder Haseba. How do you do Haseba? Orchid Nechmas in Vyoshra Agabi Saf, so live Agabi Ketadros. So the guests come in and sit down on the benches and the chairs. Achi Yikansu Kul, until everyone comes in. So they bring out water. Everyone washes their hands. I'm sorry. Notol Yadu Akas washes one hand. Then Balaham Yain. Then they bring out the wine. After they each make their own bori priag mafed. All of the haseba. Then they do haseba. Ubalaham Yain. Then they bring out the water. Off of each kolachem yachan. Notol Yadu Akas. Even though each already washed one hand. Choser v'notol shayel. They wash two hands again. Balaham Yain. So then they bring out the wine. Off of each kolachem yachan. Barich liatzmo. Echem barich lichulam. Even though they already made one bracha, but you know there was they made their own brachas before. But now you can make one bracha and cover everybody. So according to the version of the Gemara that says that Rav said that you only require Haseba by bread, but not by wine. So the Rishit, which says that each person makes his own bracha on bread, is difficult. Why would you make your own bracha? If you require Haseba by bread, so Haseba should make it that one Otsi will suffice for everybody. So the Gemara says, no, shiny orchid, then the title of Miyaka. Guests are different because we assume that guests are going to leave at different times. So even though they may have started the meal at the same time, there's no guarantee they're going to finish the meal together. So therefore, they're not really considered to be part of the same meal. So they each have to make their own bracha. So that version that says that Haseba is only affected by bread, not by wine, so the Seifa is difficult. Why are we allowing you to make one bracha to cover everybody? So the version, no, shiny hasam, demigo to come hanyule Haseba lapas, mahanyule Haseba liyayin. Since Haseba works for the bread, so the meal is going to work for the wine as well. We said, balahem yayin besuachamazo, we said, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, so that's machlok is whether the wine before the meal covers that wine. Shalu is ben zoba, but neymo amru balahem yayin besuachamazo, kolachem yachem avarikli atzmo, v'acharamazo echem avarikli. Why does if the wine comes during the meal, we said, so one bracha, so each person makes their own bracha, but the wine comes after the meal, so then one bracha suffices for everybody. Because during the meal, your mouth is not available. You're busy eating, right? So in other words, you're not available to make that bracha. Your mouth is constantly eating food during the meal. So after the meal, everyone, you know, so after the meal, you make that one bracha. But during the meal, since you're busy, so you're busy eating, you have to make your own bracha on the wine if you want to drink. Then we said, the guy who leads the benching, so he recites a bracha on the incense. So the implication is that there's somebody better there to make up. In other words, you know, we say that even though there's someone better to make the bracha on the mugmar on the incense, but he'll make it anyway. Since this guy was the first person to wash my macharonim, he was the first guy to wash before getting up to bench, so therefore he should make the bracha on the mugmar. The guy who's the first person to get up and wash his hands of my macharonim before benching, so he's the person who should lead the zimun and should lead benching. They're eating a meal in front of Rebbe. Go wash your hands. He was afraid to go wash his hands because he thought that maybe he had something on his hands or his hands were dirty or something like that. So Amar Le Rabbi Chia Bar Pachti, it means noble person. I am afraid of a cover. I just meant I want you to wash your hands now. So this way you're going to lead the bench, not because you have something dirty on your hands. Amrav Zira Amar Rav Avar Yirmiyah. The Imasay Mevarchen Al HaReach. What point do you make a bracha on Reach, on smell? You should tell it to Brasa when the pillar of the smell comes up. Amar Le Zira Rav Avar Yirmiyah. V'Halo Karach. We don't smell it yet. Amar Le V'Letamik. But according to you, Hamotzi Lechem Enards the Mevarich. V'Halo Acha. He says, what do you mean? But when you make a hamotzi, you haven't eaten the food yet either. Ela Daita Lemecha. Akanavi Daita LaRuch. It means you're planning on eating the food. So here too, you're planning on smelling it. Amar Le Chiyah Bereda. So on most incense you make a bori atzei v'samim, except a mushak. So mushak is there's machlokas we showed him what exactly mushak means. Either some sort of oil or some part of a deer's neck that's extracted that smells good. So there you make a bori mitzvah v'samim. So where it says meisveim v'varachim bori atzei v'samim ella ala farsim moshal beis rebi ala farsim moshal beis kisar v'ala hadash shabachol makom. But the price says you only make a bori atzei v'samim on very specific things. On persimmon oil that comes from the house of Rebbe, from the house of the Caesar, and also on myrtle branches. But on everything else, sounds like you can bore medium or something. Where it says, you have to, you're right, that's taka kasha. So therefore, it sounds like the maskar, the thinks that you should really make a bore medium or something on most things. So I'm going to Rav Chisla, Rav Yitzvak, what bracha do you make on this like sweet smelly persimmon oil? So I'm really Hachi, Rav Yehuda, bore shemin artini. Like we bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us the oil of Eretz Yisrael. I'm really bari nade Rav Yehuda, forget about Rav Yehuda, the chaviv le Eretz Yisrael, right? He says, he loved Eretz Yisrael so much that he instituted a bracha on oil that was reflected in Eretz Yisrael. But l'chuli amai, what do regular people who don't have that same chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, what bracha do they make on the oil? Amar lehachi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, bori Hashem, bless Hashem for giving you sweet smelling oil. Amar Avada Barava, haik sharta, mevarchen al ilave bore atzei v'sam av mishcha kvi shalom. So if you have this ksharta is kosher. It's like one of the ingredients of the ketores. It's called kasta is the English word. So when you smell that, you make a bore atzei v'sam. But if you smell if it's in the oil of the kasta, so then you don't. Even when it's in the oil, you also make the bracha av mishcha tchina lo. But if it's ground up kasta, then you don't. Even if it's ground up, you also make the bracha. Amrav gidol amarav. Hi samlok mevarchen al ilave bore atzei v'sam on jasmine. You make a bore atzei v'sam. Amrav chananel amarav. Hani chilfei diyam mevarchen alayu bore atzei v'sam. That's referring to spikenard. That's also one of the ingredients of the ketores. So you make a bore atzei v'sam. Amrav zochem mikra says in Sefer Yehoshua v'yalasam hagagav name befish dehayit. Says that Rachav hid Pinchas and Kalev inside of the atzei and the pish dehayit. It refers to these spices as wood. So since it's considered a form of wood, you make a bore atzei v'sam. That's reflective of wood. Hai narkom deganu nisa mevarchen ilave bore atzei v'samim dedavra bore isave v'samim. So if you have narkom, which is some sort of saffron that grows in the, so if it grows in the garden, you make atzei v'samim. If it grows in the field, you make isave v'samim. Amar Rav Sheshes, hani siglei mevarchen alayu bore isave v'samim. So siglei refers to getting some sort of also some kind of herb so that you make a bore isave v'samim. Amar Zetra, haiman demorach be'esrogo b'chavush. A person smells an esrog or a quince. Or mebarach shenasan reyach tov apir. So thank Hashem for giving good smelling fruit. Amar Rav Yehuda, haiman denafik biyomi denisa. Yom Nisan, the Chazi Ilani to come alive. You see, in the month of Nisan, you see that trees are budding. Over Baruch Shalom Chiser Ba'olamu Klom Mubarabu Brios Tavos Ilanos Tavos Lehis Tavos Ba'ben Adam. That's what we call Birkas Ilanos. You see that once a year in Chodesh Nisan. Amrav Zuchem Bartuvi Amarav Yinai Shem Bevarach Enal Harayach. I knew you could brach on smell. Shemar Kol Hanishama Tahaloka. Ezu Udar Shemar Danis Mimenu Ve'enu Guf Nanimenu. What's it that your Neshama gets benefit from, but not the Guf? So Heve Yomer Zaharayach. It smell. Amrav Zuchem Bartuvi Amarav. I see the Bachuri Yisrael Sheinu Reach Tov Kalivanot. The Bachuri Yisrael are going to give off a good smell like the Levanon, like the forest of the Levanon. They're going to go and they're going to have this sweet smell like Levanon.